It's time for high school basketball coverage right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. We've got you covered from all the big shots, the defensive plays, and all-around hoops action right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. Now we send it to the court for tonight's high school basketball action right here on Kansaland Radio.
Substate basketball continues here tonight on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Good evening. From Perry Lecompton High School, home of the cause, we bring you a Class 3A boys substate quarterfinal as it's Perry Lecompton playing host to the Tigers of Jefferson West in a third meeting between these two in a big seven league showdown. But now it's the playoffs. When you move on and lose, your season is done. Welcome in, Chance Link in studio. I'm Brandon Tabman. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our broadcast tonight is presented by Rainbow Communications. You can find them online at rainbowtel.net. They are providing the most reliable internet services here in Northeast Kansas. Well, again, big seven opponents going at it here tonight with Perry Lecompton and Jefferson West. And this season series so far has been dominated by the cause, who are the number 10 ranked team in Class 3A, according to the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association under second year head coach Matt Simmons. First meeting between these two, that was back in mid-December, right before the holiday break. That game was played at Jeff West. Cause won that one 62-28. Return trip to Perry Lecompton at the end of January on the 31st. Another big win for Perry Lecompton. They won that one 62-26. So again, a third meeting between these two, except it's now the playoffs. And let's take a look at this Perry Lecompton boys 3A substate bracket. This is the 2-7 matchup. So Perry Lecompton, the 2 seed, coming in with a record of 16-4. Jefferson West, the 7 seed, as they came in under second-year head coach Joe Smith with a record of 7-13. The other half of this bracket, the 3-6 matchup, it's Moore Hill Mount Academy at 16-4. They are hosting 6-seed Silver Lake tonight. That game can be heard on our sister station with Tom Counts, Care 93.7. He will have the call there. Upper half of this bracket, the top seed is Bishop Ward out of Kansas City, 17-3. They get 8-seed Rossville tonight. They're playing that game over at Kansas City, Kansas Junior College. And then the 4-5 matchup in this bracket, another Big 7 team in Royal Valley. They are the 5 seed at 10-10. They are on the road tonight in Olathe, taking on Heritage Christian Academy. Of course, the semifinals and championship of this substate will be at Perry Lecompton High School with the boys' semis on Friday, and then the championship games, girls at 5:30, boys to follow at 7 p.m. on Saturday night. Our little bit of pregame coverage here tonight has been presented by Highland Community College. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu, and they are close to home and far from dead. Again, Chance in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, the cause, number 10 in 3A. They are 16-4 under second-year head coach Matt Simmons, and they are playing some really good basketball. Their only losses this year, they were swept by Sabetha, both very competitive games. Blue Jays, of course, the number one team in 3A. They also lost to Holton and then Wellsville early in the season. Wellsville was ranked at the time early in December. They're not in the latest rankings, but again, this Perry Lecompton team, they have beaten everybody they have had to, and they are certainly a team that can get through this substate and get to a state tournament in Hutchinson next week. But it starts here by getting by this feisty Jefferson West team tonight. Again, under second-year head coach Joe Smith, what a turnaround. He comes in his first year late, had no offseason with this team and roster, and they went 0-20. Well, they get the same roster back. They get a full year in the offseason to work together in the summer, in the spring, etc. And they come in with 7 wins. They go 7-13 this year. They were 4-10 in Big 7 league play, finishing in front of Riverside and Hiawatha. A third meeting between the Cause and the Tigers. We'll step aside, get the starting lineups and the tip-off right after this.
Highland Community College Western Center in Baileyville is hosting their first career fair Thursday, March 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Over 35 businesses and organizations have registered and will be offering a variety of jobs and services. The event is open to the public, so stop in and check out career opportunities in our local area. With Highland Community College, you're always close to home and far from debt. Don't miss the first annual career fair at the HCC Western Center in Baileyville, Kansas, this Thursday, March 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Open to the public. Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Upstate basketball here on KNZA. Appreciate my boy Chance in studio keeping us dialed in and on the air as we bring you this Big 7 league matchup in this Class 3A boys quarterfinal. From Perry LeCompton, it's the Cause and the Jefferson West Tigers. Let's dive into the starting lineups first for the Jeff West Tigers. 7 wins and 13 losses under second-year head coach Joe Smith. They're going to go like this. The sophomore in the backcourt, Connor Rich, averaging 5 points and 4 rebounds per game. Gage Galley also in the starting lineup. The junior at near double-double per game at 8 points and 9 rebounds per game. One of the top rebounders in the Big 7 this season. Brian Kelly is a senior forward, averaging 7 points per game. Caleb Morris also in the starting lineup. He is a junior at 7 points and 4 rebounds per game. And then Tucker Holthouse, the sophomore guard, on the perimeter, 5 points and 3 rebounds per game. He missed the first half of the season with a broken collarbone, but he is back in the starting lineup for Joe Smith. So again, for the Tigers of Jeff West, it'll be Connor Rich, Gage Galley, Brian Kelly, Caleb Morse, and Tucker Holthouse. For the Cause of Perry LeCompton, the number 10-ranked team in 3A, 16 wins and 4 losses under second-year head coach Matt Simmons. They'll go like this. In the backcourt, Gunner Ball, one of the best in the league, 6'3 senior, 15.2 points per game. The leading scorer, the transfer from Silver Lake, is Cameron Kniper, a 6'4 senior at 18 points per game. Cale Gorski, another super athletic forward at 6'4, the senior averaging 7 points, nearly 5 rebounds a game. Jack Golden, a 6'3 senior, 3 points, 3 rebounds per game. And Eli Dean, a 5'10 sophomore, 5 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. So again, for the Cause, Gorski, Kniper, Ball, Golden, and Dean. Home white uniforms for Perry LeCompton and Matt Simmons. All black and red uniforms for Jeff West and head coach Joe Smith. Got to thank all of our great sponsors and boosters all throughout, of course, the high school basketball season. Our busy, busy week continues, and we're just getting started. It's Tuesday night, of course, another full slate of games. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, as we're down after tonight towards sub-state semifinals and championship games this weekend. So again, thanks for tuning in. Cause here in the first half will go right to left. Jeff West will counter from left to right. It'll be Kniper jumping against Galley, and the tip-off controlled by Kniper. Perry LeCompton from right to left, and we are underway. Here's Eli Dean, the sophomore, into the front court. Few steps in front of midcourt, looking left, now goes right. This is Gorski on the wing, drives baseline, passes deflected inside. Picked up by Ball. His shot is up, no good. Gets his own rebound and puts another one back up, and he is fouled. And two free throws coming up here for the 6'3 senior, Gunner Ball. It is our first foul of the game. Gage Galley picks it up. That is his first. And team foul number one. Gunner Ball, the 6'3 senior, 15 points per game. He cans the first free throw, and a 1-0 start here for Perry LeCompton. As a team, Perry LeCompton is 55% at the line. Gunner Ball, 51% at the line this season. He goes 2 for 2, and the Cause out to a 2-0 lead. J. Jeff West, their first opportunity here with the basketball, scoring over 42 points per game and having to deal with a little bit of pressure. Kniper tips it in the air near midcourt with Kniper left wing. Dribbles to the free throw line, dancing off balance shot, and it rattles in from the midcourt stripe, or I should say the free throw line. And Kniper makes it 4-0 in favor of Perry LeCompton. So a quick turnover leading to a two-point bucket from the charity stripe. Jeff West gets it into the front court, and now a quick timeout as Joe Smith has seen enough, and a tough one for the Tigers to start. They've had some issues here with this full court pressure. It is a timeout, 30-second variety. Our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Well, a good start for Perry LeCompton. A quick 4-0 lead. First minute into this ball game. 2 points for Gunnar Ball. 2 points for Cameron Kniper. The top two scorers for this cause team. Two players, you can argue, probably going to be unanimous or maybe not unanimous. We'll see. But certainly all league selections this year in the Big 7, no doubt about it. Out of the quick timeout, Perry LeCompton backing up the pressure a little bit. Good crowd on hand here tonight. Good student section as well for the cause. Here's Connor Rich, the sophomore guard. Picks it up at the point. Lazy pass, another steal. This time taken away by Kniper, looking for the fade, and it's taken away by Holthaus, and then he is fouled. And a good defensive effort in transition by the sophomore Tucker Holthaus. And he forces a turnover and a Perry LeCompton foul. It's on Kale Gorski. That is his first. 1:10 into this game, a 4-0 start for Perry LeCompton. Jeff West again dealing with this pressure, trying to get it across half court. It's Connor Rich near the midcourt logo and able to get it into the front court with Brian Kelly. Back to Rich up top, man-to-man defense here for the cause. 90 seconds in, they have a 4-0 lead. They try to dump one inside, another pass tipped in the air. Good balance inside, but a shot is blocked by Kale Gorski, and he grabs the rebound. Here's Ball up the floor, golden drive, shot is up, off the rim, no good, but it's tipped back up and in. And they'll give it to Jack Golden, although I think a Jeff West Tiger might have actually tipped that one in. Regardless, Jack Golden will get the two, and the cause leads 6-0. Into the front court here, it is Galley, looking inside for Morse, deflected out of bounds, good, help side defense there by Eli Dean inside. Cause very active here on the defensive end early. 2 minutes into this game, they have a 6-0 lead. Holthaus dumps it into the backcourt, and getting it away from a double team is Rich. Looking inside for Kelly, and that's another steal. Up to Kniper! Two-handed jam with authority. Cameron Kniper emphatic with the two-handed flush, and now an 8-0 start here for the cause. Transition. Getting up and down the floor. They're doing it great. Here's Holthaus for three. Missing left corner. Offensive rebound is stuck back up and in by Caleb Morse. Much needed for Jefferson West. They get on the board. It's 8-2. Over 5 minutes to go in this opening quarter. Here is Eli Dean driving from the wing, and it's blocked. Good defense by Connor Rich. Now Rich pushing into the front court. He'll drive on Kniper. Shot is no good, but a foul. Good hard take there by Connor Rich. He'll go to the line for two. And Kniper picks up his first. And Perry LeCompton team foul number two. Connor Rich, the sophomore guard at 5 points and four rebounds per game, but he averages four assists a game as well and three steals. He misses the first free throw attempt. And we get our first sub for Perry LeCompton, the senior Ty Williams off the bench. We'll check in for Gorski. Rich trying to go 1-for-2. The righty fires, and it falls through. So Rich goes 1-for-2, has his first point tonight, makes it 8-3. Perry LeCompton by 5, not quite 3 minutes into this one. Man-to-man defense by the Tigers. They get it to Williams. He shuffles it back to Kniper. High right on the wing, guarded by Holthaus. Good entry pass. Ball for two on the block. Nicely done by Gunnar Ball. Too easy with the size and athleticism. He's got four, and it's now 10-3. Perry LeCompton. Here's Holthaus. We'll pull a deep three. Left it short. Tipped around. Rebound for Kniper. And now a technical foul is going to be called. In transition, I think we get a double technical here between Ty Williams and Caleb Morse. They kind of went body to body near midcourt. It looked like Morse might have just ran him over. But I think we get a double technical here. And the official made the gesture that they were talking back and forth. So words to exchange between Caleb Morse and Ty Williams is going to force a double technical foul. It's going to be Perry-LeCompton basketball, so no free throws. So some jaw-jacking here early between these Big 7 league opponents. And we get a double technical. Nonetheless, out of it, here we go, back to action. Under 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. It's a 10-3 lead here for Perry-LeCompton. Into the game is Tyler Reed. He has the ball for the first time. Kniper, deep left wing, a little strong off the heel, but ball there. Offensive rebound, and the stick back is Pure. What a start here for Gunnar Ball. He has six and a 12-3 lead right now for the cause. Showing pressure here at the half court as Rich, far sideline, gets it into the front court. Now works it here near side. Gets it off to Kelly on the right wing. And back up top it goes to Rich. He'll reset. Coming up on the halfway point here in the first quarter. A 12-3 advantage here for the cause. Off to a great start here at home. Here's Rich driving on Kniper, Euro step, rejected at the rim. Kniper says no. And a bench warning now is being called by the official on the Perry-LeCompton bench. So we've had two tees and a bench warning here in the first 4 minutes. I don't think it was anything being said. I think just the Perry-LeCompton players a little farther on the court than the officials would like. Nonetheless, Jeff West with it. They're down 9 in this first quarter. You don't want to get down early. This cause team can put it on you quickly, as they are a very good offensive team, scoring nearly 60 a game. Here's Tucker Holthouse, left side on the wing. Hands it off to Galley. Now gets it off to Rich. Back it goes to Kelly on the left wing. Good defense here for the cause, sitting in a 2-3 right now. Williams knocks it away behind half court, and now a whistle. And I thought they were going to call a foul. Instead, it's out of bounds. Holthouse was tripped at midcourt by Ty Williams, but no foul call. This is a physical game early. And Joe Smith wants an explanation, but I'm going to say it was unintentional. Feet got tangled up. Nonetheless, Jeff West with the basketball. Trailing 12-3 here at Perry-LeCompton. Under 3.5 minutes to go in this opening quarter. They need to string some possessions on offense here. Try to get some buckets and some stops defensively. Here's Kelly, left side on the wing. Ball fakes. Wants a ball screen. Doesn't use it for Morse. Goes up top here to Galley at the point. Looking right. Goes to Rich on the wing. Face down by Williams. Now Galley gets a look. Straight on triple. Little bit strong. And Gunnar Ball gets the rebound, and he is fouled. Gunnar Ball, good box out underneath. The Jeff West foul against Caleb Morse. That is his second. Team foul number 3. We'll get Jason Payne, a freshman, into the game for Jeff West. As Perry-LeCompton gets it back with 3:04 to go in this first quarter. They lead it right now 12-3. Again, both wins in the regular season matchups were heavy towards the cause. And now Kniper turns it over. He was driving baseline and then lost the handle out of bounds. And it's the second Perry-LeCompton turnover. Now the call showing pressure once again in the full court. As the entry pass comes into Connor Rich. Far side of the floor goes to Kelly. Still beyond midcourt. Not advancing it up too far. Now launching it to Holthouse, who bounces it inside. And Payne has an easy bucket. Count it and one. That is how you beat the press. And you get behind, and Jason Payne, an easy 2+1. And Kale Gorski picks up his second foul, and the freshman Jason Payne will try to cap off a 3-point play. Big bucket there for Jefferson West, within 7 at 12-5. And the free throw is good. Good 3-point play. Again, much needed there for the Tigers. They're within 6 at 12-6. We're at 2:35 left in this first quarter. Here's Cameron Kniper into the front court. 18 points per game. One of the tops in this conference. Here's Gunnar Ball to the elbow. Spins. Left-handed shot. Beautifully done. Fundamentally sound there for Gunnar Ball. He's got 8 points and 3 rebounds here in the first quarter. A 14-6 advantage right now for Perry-LeCompton. Here's Connor Rich near side, high on the wing. Works it back to the top of the key. Now working back towards midcourt. About 4 steps in front of midcourt. dribbling waist time with the left hand, calling out the play with the right, and goes right side on the wing. This is Gage Galley. Triple threat position, looking for Holthouse on the block, and he is bumped and fouled. And this one against Tyler Reed, that is his first and team foul number 5. So 2 minutes to go in this first quarter as Eli Dean will check back in. Gorski is out. And we got 8 total fouls here in the first 6 minutes, 2 of which were technicals. And there's a turnover as Gunnar Ball gets a steal on the inbounds. It's kind of a lazy pass. Ball into the front court. Williams, right corner, triple, in and out, no good. Fighting for the rebound. It's chased down by Kelly in the corner for Jeff West. Here's Connor Rich, far sideline across midcourt. Waistine dribbles at the right hand, going between the legs, clearing things out with a minute 35 to go. His team trailing 14-6. Picks it up on the left wing, another tip pass. Galley has it, lost it, and a steal. Another turnover by the Tigers. Here's Ty Williams, Euro steps on the block, throws one up, it's no good. And the foul is on the floor against Jefferson West. It'll be team foul number 4. Tigers foul against Tucker Holthouse, his first. Both teams will bring in subs. We'll see Hunter Mosier, the junior. And back into the game as well, Jack Golden here for Perry LeCompton. Down to 1:25 left in this quarter. Kneiper, quick trigger from the left corner, missing a three, but getting the rebound is Eli Dean, and now a second chance opportunity. Now Ball a triple. He got it! Gunnar Ball a triple, and he's got 11 in the first quarter, and that's the lead right now for the cause. It's 17-6 at just under 70 seconds to go. Good start here for Gunnar Ball on fire. Here's Galley at the free throw line. Dumps it left side. This is Payne into the corner. Now a three. It's an air ball. And deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Perry LeCompton. So Jeff West will keep it. As the Cause have dominated here in the first quarter, leading 17-6 at 55 seconds to go. Mosier to throw it in near the near side corner. Right side on the wing it goes. This is Kelly. Waist high dribbles left hand back to the top of the key. Now Galley on the wing left. Holding triple threat, not using the dribble, now puts it on the deck, gets in the paint, kicks it back out. This is Mosier who drives, kicks. Nice ball fake by Rich. He'll drive, floater, no good. Rebound for Perry LeCompton. Kneiper up the floor quickly. Nice move there by Dean. His floater short, and a whistle and a foul late. And I think free throws are coming up here for Eli Dean as Gage Galley picks up his second foul. And now both teams with 5 fouls apiece here with 31 seconds remaining in the first quarter. This puts Eli Dean, the 5'10 sophomore at the line to shoot 2. 55% during the regular season. And the first free throw is off, no good. Tyler Reed, and also we'll see for the first time tonight, Colton Kneiper, 5'11 sophomore, appearing in game number 14. Second by Dean, rattles out, no good. So he goes 0-for-2, Galley the rebound for the Tigers. So they can play for the final shot. Jeff West can, 25 seconds to go, they're down 11. Here's Connor Rich, high left on the wing. Now Kelly up top, nice ball fake on Williams, gets to the elbow, kicks it right side on the wing to Mosier. Down to 13 seconds. Mosier directing traffic in between midcourt and the top of the key. Angles right, works it, stops on the wing. Hesitation, nice drive by Kneiper, layup good. How about that play from Mosier with 2 seconds to go? And a long heave is off the backboard at the end of the buzzer. And that takes us to the end of one quarter, where Perry LeCompton in control through the first 8 minutes. They lead it over Jefferson West in this playoff game, 17-8. We're back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something that you can't brag about how expensive it was? If you want to pay more, don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Good first quarter for Perry LeCompton. They lead Jefferson West 17-8. Gunner Ball, a huge first quarter for the cause. 11 points, including a three. He had three rebounds and was 2-for-2 from the line. Start of the second quarter, Jeff West with the basketball. They have it up top here with Mosier. Right side kick to Galley in the corner. And a whistle away from the ball. And another ball came from somewhere flying onto the floor. I think it came from the student section, but nonetheless, had to stop play, get that other basketball off the floor. No tread on those tires. And we're back to it. This is Brian Kelly, the senior, with the basketball. In between the rings out high, guarded by Kniper. Man-to-man defense here for the cause to start quarter number two. Here's Mosier, bouncing it to Rich inside, on the block, working, forcing a shot, no good. Great defense and rebound by Eli Dean. Dean now works it into the front court, launching a pass, Kniper left wing, touches it into the corner. Golden tries, and he banks it in from the left corner. The rare side bank three, and Golden has five in his first triple tonight, and a 12-point advantage for Perry LeCompton at 20-8, 50 seconds into this second quarter. And a foul once again away from the ball. I think it's on Perry LeCompton. They get Jack Golden with his first and team foul, number six. So for the rest of the quarter, we're going to see both of these teams. As Jeff West, they have one foul to give, but nonetheless, the fouls are piling up. And we'll have some bonus time for sure here in the second quarter. Here's Galley in the corner, dumps it inside. Mosier, turnaround shot, no good, left it short. And Gunner Ball able to gather that miss for his fourth rebound of the half. Gunner Ball ahead of steam, splits two, kicks it left. And I think we get a blocking foul, another late call. Far side official is saying Hunter Mosier picked up the foul. And there is the last foul to give for the Tigers as Tucker Holthaus checks back in. So now the rest of this quarter, 6:56 to be exact, both teams are going to be in the bonus. Here is Dean. Now Kniper, a deep three. That might have been partially blocked. And it was blocked by Holthaus. And it will be Perry LeCompton basketball. Officials just to be sure, making sure that was the right call, and it was. Gunner Ball left corner. It goes to Gorski. They set it up. Now Ball gets a try. Deep in the high arcing. Triple is buried by Gunner Ball, who now has 14 in the half. And the lead now 23-8 for Perry LeCompton. What a first half here for Gunner Ball. Magnificent. 90 seconds into this second period. Can the Tigers get some buckets and some stops? Can they stop the bleeding? We'll see. Here's Holthaus right side on the wing. They go into the corner with Rich. Rich works it back out to the point, being guarded heavily by Eli Dean. Here's Mosier on the wing. Nice ball fake to get around. Kniper drives, but missed the layup. And Gunner Ball gets the miss. 2-on-1 break. Kniper for the oop, and it's out of bounds. And they say last touched by Cameron Kniper, and he is upset. He thought he was fouled as they were trying to throw an oop to him. Thought it was good defense myself. Nonetheless, a turnover for Perry LeCompton, just their third of the half. Cause 23, Tigers 8, 2 minutes into the second quarter. Here's Connor Rich for Jeff West, guarded by Eli Dean. Picks it up on the right wing, hounded by Dean. They're looking inside for Galley. Closed out, swings a pass left corner. Mosier ball fakes, backs it. Now Holthaus open, deep for three. Got it. Big time shot for the sophomore. Tucker Holthaus, his first bucket tonight, makes it 23-11. As we're now under 5:40 to go in the half. Gorski tipped in the air inside, and another takeaway. Another Perry LeCompton turnover. Connor Rich up the floor, near side, dumps it, and Dean knocks it away in another steal. Here's Ball right down Broadway, stops at the point, hesitation, gets by two defenders, floater banked in! Connor Ball exploding here in the half. His shoe is off, and he's carrying it up the floor, and now he just drops it, and he's playing on one shoe. Kneiper blocks his shot inside. It's tipped out of bounds, but Gunnar Ball playing that last 10 seconds without a shoe. Able to put it on. Jeff West will have it underneath. Not quite 3 minutes in, and now we get, I think, a timeout called here by Matt Simmons. So might as well. If yet to burn one, it's a full, so we'll follow suit. It's all Cause here in the first half. 5:05 to go, quarter two. Cause out to a 25-11 lead on Jeff West. Back in 60 seconds here on KNZA.
Holton Family Medicine, now offering weight loss management services with Dr. Lee Schnee, specializing in obesity medicine, now offers weight management and counseling services on nutrition, exercise, behavioral changes, and medication management. Contact Holton Family Medicine to schedule your appointment at 785-364-2126 or visit online for more information at HoltonHospital.com. Holton Family Medicine at Holton Community Hospital. Quality care close to home.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Gunnar Ball, the story here in the first half for Perry LeCompton. He's got 16 points and 5 rebounds. He has buried 2 threes and is 2 for 2 at the line. He has outscored Jeff West by himself as Perry LeCompton leads this one 25-11 at the 5:05 mark here in the second quarter. Coming out of the timeout, Cause will be on the defensive end, as this is certainly a team that could do some damage next week in Hutch if they can get through Substate here this week. They are the 2 seed in this Class 3A Substate, which they are hosting the semifinals and championship game here on Saturday. The championship on Saturday, the semifinals will be on Friday night. Jeff West with the basketball out of the timeout. Zone defense good. Tip pass, and Dean comes away with a steal. He'll take it himself. Count it. Or a travel is called before the layup. Wow, he just drugged the pivot foot enough. I didn't think they'd call it. Nonetheless, a turnover by Perry LeCompton. Takes a bucket off the board, and the Tigers work it back up from left to right. At under 5:40 to go here in the second. And they trail right now 25-11. They were down 17-8 at the end of one. They're down 14 now. Good skip. Mosier in the corner. Blocked by Kneiper. But an offensive rebound by Payne to keep it alive. Now Galley drives. His shot is no good. And a rebound here for Tyler Reed with a lot of contact and no call. Here is Ball right down Broadway. He'll pull a deep one. Halfway down and out. The toilet bowl special. A rebound off the miss for Gage Galley. Here's Connor Rich into the front court. They'll reset. Cause back up a little bit. We're 4 down and 4 to go in the second. It's a 14-point Perry LeCompton lead at 25-11. Here's Tucker Holthouse. The sophomore had it lost in the corner, and now another steal. Perry LeCompton has now forced 8 turnovers. Kneiper, ball fake, steps in, kicks it back. Williams, deep, right wing, triple. It's an air ball, and out of bounds it goes. Ball couldn't save it. And it will be Jeff West basketball. Caleb Morse and also Hunter Mosier going to check back in. Correction, Mosier is out. Kelly has returned. Jeff West, they've gotten a couple stops here. They have yet to get much going offensively. They've only scored 3 points here in the second quarter. We have played 4.5 minutes. Here's Connor Rich with the basketball, working left side. Stops, keeps the dribble on the wing. Up top it goes to Kelly. Kelly bouncing it right. Now Rich on the right wing, working baseline, drives, gets to the block, stops there, kicks it back out. This is Morse. Now Galley inside to Morse, turning, fires a shot, hits the rim twice, no good. Another ball rebound, and now he'll bring it up the floor himself. Left side it goes, Eli Dean on the wing. Jeff West right now in a 3-2 zone defense. With 3 minutes to go, tried to get it in. Good right side kick. This is Kneiper, a little strong on a three. And a rebound collected by Caleb Morse. Again, the Tigers get another stop, but they are ice cold on the offensive end. It's been 25-11 for a couple minutes now. Here's Connor Rich dribbling around the arc from left to right. Stops on the wing right. Goes inside Galley trying to post. Splitting a couple defenders. Shot is up. No good. And another rebound for Gunnar Ball. What a first half for Gunnar Ball here as he is dominant on both ends of the floor. He'll drive, kick it left. This is Dean on the wing. Now Kniper in the corner. Long skip pass right side. Up top it goes to Dean. Ball fakes. Now Tyler Reed. Kniper ball fakes. Drives. Layup good. Nice little hesitation there for Kniper, who's got six. And it's 27-11. Cause lead is 16 at 2:03 to go in the half. Here's Connor Rich, left side on the wing. They set it up for Kelly, a deep three. This one off the rim, no good. Gunner Paul gets another rebound. Up the floor, Kniper, and that is a straight intentional foul. Pushed from behind by Tucker Holthouse. That, wow, and he's going to get a standing ovation from the Jeff West crowd. That is a dangerous play. I don't know why the fans are cheering for that. I don't know. That honestly could have been a technical foul to me. They call it an intentional foul. But again, Kniper was about to leave his feet, and Holthouse just straight shoves him from behind. And the Jeff West fans like it, apparently. I don't. Kniper misses the free throw. He'll shoot another. And he just has a nice grin as he knows the crowd on this side of the floor is against him. Kniper hits the second. He's got seven. But again, that's not a great play there by Tucker Holthouse. Although everyone for Jeff West applauded that dangerous play. A minute 50 to go in this half. Kniper gets the inbounds. Cause leading now 28-11. Here's Eli Dean, left side in the corner. Has the dribble, not using it. Now Kniper high on the wing. Thought about a three. Now Dean in the corner. Ball fakes. Baseline drive. Pass deflected at the free throw line, and it's picked off. A steal for Jeff West. Rich shot blocked. And another blocked shot. And this will be free throws here for Jason Payne as Kniper, I think, picked up the foul. Or no, they're going to get Tyler Reed with his second. And Jason Payne, the freshman, will shoot two. Seconds to go in this half. Jason Payne will shoot two. First good. He's now 2 for 2 at the line, has 4 points off the bench. Colton Kniper checks back in. Also Jack Golden into the game for Perry Lecompton. 28-12. That is the first point scored in quite a few minutes for the Tigers. However you can get it, you just need to get some kind of points. And the second free throw is no good, but I think they call a foul. This game is getting chippy. And now Morse picks up his third, and now we walk the other way to shoot a 1-1. This will put Gunner Ball at the line, who's been the hot hand here in the first half. He's got 16 points and 8 rebounds. He's one of the top rebounders in the Big 7 at 9.5 per game. He missed the free throw, but an offensive rebound for Golden. His second chance up, no good. And now that second miss grabbed by Caleb Morse. Missed opportunity there for the Cause. Jeff West with it, down 16, late first half. This is Connor Rich, just in front of midcourt. Right side pass it goes. This is Mosier on the wing. Mosier swings it through, now gets it back on a handoff at the point. Right side pass to Morse. Ball fakes. Reversing it, left side, this is Rich, works it back to the top of the key, now driving in, and is bumped and fouled. And a lot of contact there, the foul against Ty Williams, that's his second. And Connor Rich, the sophomore, comes up limping, favoring that right ankle. They got to see if he's good to potentially shoot these free throws. It'll be a 1-1, and gets a nice applause from the crowd here. He's good to go, so he'll shoot a 1-1. Cameron Kniper back in for Perry Lecompton, the breather for Colton Kniper. So again, Connor Rich at the line. He's 1 for 2 here in the half, 1 point. He's got a rebound as well. Now 59 seconds remaining in this half, and he hits the first and has two. Makes it 28-13. And the second, no good. A rebound for Kniper, and now Matt Simmons will take a timeout with 58 seconds to go in the half, a 28-13 lead for Perry LeCompton. Again, a 30-second timeout. Timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. And coming up at the half, we'll break down this first 16 minutes, let you know of some other games and scores from sub-state quarterfinals around the area tonight. Get you set for the broadcast schedule the rest of the week as well. But right now, Perry LeCompton in control. They've really been in control from the jump. They lead Jeff West here 28-13 as we got 58 seconds to go until halftime. Out of the timeout, Cause with the basketball and the 15-point lead. Jeff West will back up the defense. Here is the senior Ty Williams into the front court from right to left. Now Dean, top of the key, works it right. Launching a pass, but it's taken away. Good steal. And now we get a foul at midcourt. Stop the transition. Eli Dean picks up his first. So this is a 1-1 coming up here for Brian Kelly. He has not scored tonight, the senior. 46 seconds remaining in the first half, and the free throw is good. So Kelly gets the second. He's in the books with one. It's now a double up here for the Cause at 28-14. And the second, good as well. Kelly 2-for-2, he has two. 28-15, Perry LeCompton at 42 seconds and counting until halftime. And a lazy pass into the front court, deflected out of bounds by Brian Kelly, but the Cause will keep it. And we'll throw it in far sideline with Ty Williams. And he gets it in quickly to Tyler Reed. Matt Simmons from the sideline barking out the signals. Jeff West ramping up the defense here. Williams, right side it goes to Tyler Reed. Right up top it goes to Williams. 25 seconds to go. Now ball deep in the right corner. And another pass is nearly taken away. But just stepping on the sideline is Tucker Holthaus, and now just 20 seconds to go. Cause will throw it in again far sideline. Ball bouncing it in casually with one hand. Dribbling out some time here is Tyler Reed. Now Williams, left side in front of midcourt, 12 seconds to go. Right side pass to Reed. Down to 8 seconds. Now ball in the corner. Williams, left wing, a decent look, a three, no good. Offensive rebound is put up, no good. Kniper at the buzzer! Two offensive rebounds, one by Ball, and then Kniper on a third try puts it up and in, and that takes us to halftime, where Perry LeCompton leads Jefferson West by a score of 30-15. Our halftime show is next. It is presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton, K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. It's caused by 15 at the half. We'll talk about it a little bit more after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Chance Lincoln Studio, Brandon Tamman with you from Perry LeCompton High School, home of the Cause, and this 3A boys sub-state quarterfinal. Perry LeCompton, the two seed in this 18 bracket, leading Jefferson West 30-15. Cause jumped out to a 17-8 lead at the end of one, and then a 13-7 advantage in quarter number two, giving them this double-up lead at the half at 30-15. Huge first half for Gunner Ball, as he had 16 points and 9 rebounds. A 6'3 senior, unanimous all-league a year ago, and just been dominant. And no answer right now for the Tigers as Ball outscoring Jeff West himself. He had 16 points and 9 first-half rebounds. They also got 9 points, the Cause did, from Cameron Kniper in the first half, and the remaining 5 from Jack Golden. Tigers, they had 4 from Jason Payne off the bench. Tucker Holthouse had 3. And then 2 points apiece from Connor Rich, Hunter Mosier, Brian Kelly, and Caleb Morris. Tigers had 8 turnovers. They were 6 of 9 at the free throw line, and they hit 1-3. Cause had 7 turnovers. They were 3 of 7 at the line, and they hit 3 from behind the arc. And the Cause out-rebounded the Tigers in the first half, 19-8. Again, our score, Perry LeCompton 30, Jefferson West 15. We'll take a look around the area when we come back here on KNZA.
Rainbow Fiber Internet construction has started for the Bromley Park, Jackson Park, and Mount St. Scholastica Fiberhoods. These 3 fiberhoods comprise over 20.4 miles of fiber and serve 626 residents and business locations. To learn if your home is in a Rainbow Fiber service area or if it is coming soon, visit the website fiber.rainbowtel.net. Now is the time to submit your information for fast, reliable fiber internet at fiber.rainbowtel.net.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
Kellerman Insurance, where our business is built on a foundation of thoughtful client relationships.
I'm Rob Wilson. I've been with Kellerman's for 16 years. I take care of the claims and work with customers to discuss options for their autos, motorcycles, boats, side-by-sides, along with classic cars and trucks. I want to be your local contact person when you have questions about your policy or claims, not the person that places you on hold till you get frustrated and hang up.
We've been here, trust us, based on our 121 years of combined insurance experience. Give us a call or visit us at KellermanInsurance.com. and see what we can do for you today.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Score here at the half, Perry LeCompton 30, Jefferson West 15. This boys 3A sub-state quarterfinal here tonight. As we take a look at some of our other area teams in action tonight, as sub-state basketball is in full swing this week. We've already got, on the boys' side, at 2-4A finals tonight. Atchison and Holton both have won and are moving on to sub-state finals coming up later on this week. Is Atchison the top seed in 4A East quick work of Coffeyville tonight at home, 81-48, as the Phoenix improve to 18-3 overall. Holton, the Wildcats, getting a home win over a feisty Fort Scott squad, 61-54. So the Wildcats are still alive and will play later this week. And also ACCHS in the Marysville sub-state. They got by Raleigh County tonight, 55-45. Some other halftime scores also in the Marysville sub-state. These are boys' scores. Nemaha Central trailing Concordia 25-23. That game on KMZA 92-1. Marysville and Hiawatha, and it's all Marysville, 36-16. That halftime score over the Red Hawks. And then in this period, LeCompton sub-state, halftime score on KARE 93-7. It's Silver Lake leading Moore Hill Mounts Academy 20-16. We'll take a final two-minute timeout. We'll come back with the second half. Prairie LeCompton 15 with 16 minutes to go. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Taryn Ray, Consumer Loan Officer at the Farmers State Bank.
We offer competitive interest rates and terms on new and older vehicles. If you have a car that you found that you're interested in and you give me that information, then I can give you a look at your payment amount and if that fits in your budget. So you can go to a dealership and buy a car with confidence.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is committed to providing fast and friendly hometown service, staffed with experienced and personal pharmacists that treat you like a friend and take the time to answer your questions. With additional downtown locations at the Onega Pharmacy and West Farm in Westmoreland, as well as Tallgrass in Topeka, they have your convenience in mind and are proud to be local pharmacists that you can trust and feel good about. And because of their growth, you get more insurance, Medicare, and copay options, carrying beyond just prescriptions in Onega, Westmoreland, Topeka, and Medical Pharmacy, next to the hospital in Holton.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville, I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Here we go, second half between Perry LeCompton and Jefferson West. Right now it's the cause. Switching sides, going left to right here in the second half. They lead it 30-15 in this playoff basketball game. And the cause with Kniper. Quick drive, looking for ball, had it knocked away. And a whistle and a foul underneath. Dean got the deflection on the block, and then he was bumped by Connor Rich, who picks up his first foul. 11 seconds into this third quarter, and our first foul. Cause will throw it in underneath. Dean looking, Kniper inside, and deflected out of bounds, and Perry LeCompton will keep it once again. Cause leading this one, 30-15. Here's Gunner Ball, who had a monster first half with 16-9. He'll spin, and he'll toilet bowl one down with the left hand. Picks up right where he left off. 18 now for Gunner Ball, and it's 32-15 Perry. And now Dean comes away with a steal, forcing a turnover. Has to get it off and does so to Golden. Back to Dean into the front court. Now Kniper left wing. Ball fakes. Gets by Rich. Drives. And is fouled. And it looked like he tried to pass out, but they're going to say he was shooting. He was definitely not shooting. He's going to catch a break there. As the foul is on Gage Galley, and that's his third. Team foul number two, Kniper to shoot two. 9 points and 4 rebounds in the first half. And the first free throw is good. And he reaches double figures with 10 points. Hunter Mosier checks in as Connor Rich is still showing a little bit of hesitation on that right ankle, being injured in the first half. Second free throw spins out, no good. Rebound for Gage Galley. And now they throw it away once again. And Gorski is fouled quickly. So a quick turnover, and Gorski now will shoot two. And the Jeff West foul on Brian Kelly, his first. And we've played 46 seconds in this third quarter, and the Tigers have already picked up three fouls. Cale Gorski, 7 points and nearly five rebounds a game. The 6'4 senior, super long, athletic. And he's got his first point tonight. He is a 58% free throw shooter. Makes it 34-15. Largest lead of the game, second on the way. Spins out, no good. Rebound for Jeff West, and then it's taken away by Gunnar Ball, and he'll throw one up, no good. Cause missing an opportunity there after another turnover. Here's Holthouse in the corner. Lefty fires, a little strong on the corner three, but an offensive rebound for Kelly, and then it's taken away. Up the floor, Gorski fouled hard, and he'll shoot two. As the Tigers again just a little all over the place as Mosier picks up his second team foul, number four. We're a minute six into the third quarter and already four fouls by Jeff West, and Gorski back to the line to shoot two. And the first is pure. A 20-point lead right now for Perry LeCompton at 35-15. And the second, good as well. Got the shooter's touch over the front rim. And the Tigers turn it over again, and an easy layup for Cale Gorski. 38-15, the wheels are falling off right now for Jeff West. And now they turn it over again. Long pass up the floor by Mosier, hits nobody. And now six turnovers in a minute 20 for Jeff West here to start the second half. We'll show some pressure here in the full court as the Cause now in heavy control at 38-15. Gorski drives from the right wing, ball fake, left a shot short, and fighting for the rebound and ripped out of bounds. Mosier the last to touch it. And it will be Perry LeCompton basketball. Eli Dean will throw it in underneath. And they get it into Gorski real quick. Layup good. Slithering through two defenders. And Gorski with seven here in the first minute and change. And it's now 40-15. Cause blowing it open. Here's Kelly. Long pass to Morris into the front court. Layup good. And a timeout real quick for Jeff West. They finally get their first bucket of the second half, but they are in some trouble. Down 40-17 at 6:10 to go in the third. We'll step aside. Back after this on KNZA.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
DSB is now paying 3.94% on new CDs and IRAs open for 1 or 2 years. That's a 4.0% annual percentage yield with a $500 minimum opening. Brand new depositors are welcome at any DSB location.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Chance Lincoln Studio, Brandon Tamman with you here on KNZA. It's been all Perry LeCompton here in this sub-state quarterfinal. Cause leading it 40-17. They jumped out early, and they have really clamped things down defensively here early in this third quarter. They have forced six Jeff West turnovers already. Has led to some easy baskets. And what was a 15-point halftime lead is now up to 23. And we're not quite 2 minutes into this third period. Cause with the basketball out of the timeout. Jeff West showing a little pressure in the full court. Here's Gorski near sideline, leaving his feet. Kneiper missing a shot. Good pass inside. And Holthouse gets the miss. It's not over yet, but the Tigers, they need some stops, and they need some buckets. Right now, Mosier being hounded, looking inside. Morse on the block, using a little muscle, missing one off the window. Rebound, Gunner Ball. Now a double-double here in the game for the 6'3 senior for Perry LeCompton. Goes behind the back, splitting two defenders, hop steps in the lane, throws it up and in. How about it? 20 now for Gunner Ball, all himself on that possession, 42-17. Now Morse in the front court, shot is no good, but a foul. And now we got an injured player at midcourt, and that's Kale Gorski. Being helped up. Oh, that's not a good sight. No pressure being put on the right leg for Kale Gorski. That would be a huge loss for the cause. You hope he is okay. 5:25 to go, third quarter. 42-17, Perry LeCompton leads. Free throws coming up here for Jeff West and the junior Caleb Morse. 4 points, three rebounds here tonight so far, and his first free throw is pure. And he's got five. Makes it 42-18. Tyler Reed checks in. Gorski had to come out with the injury. Second free throw, no good, and the mentioned Reed picking up the rebound off the miss. Now it's a pass and a steal. Cause turn it over. And a drive. Layup off the rim is good for Mosier, who's got four. And it's 42-20. Here's Kniper into the front court, launching a pass to Reed. Kicks it to Ball. Left wing triple. Yes, sir. It's all Gunner Ball tonight. 23. Now three threes. And it's 45-20. Under 5 minutes to go in this third quarter. Kniper with the steal. Uh-oh, showtime, two hands. Kniper with 12 and two dunks here tonight. It is 47-20. Here's Mosier at the point, kicks it to Morse. Ball fakes, gets to the elbow, steps in, floater, good, nicely done. Caleb Morse with a nice individual effort. He's got seven. 47-22, Perry LeCompton at 4:20 to go in the quarter. Kniper launching a pass. Ball steps back. Why not? The heat check is pure. Knew it from the jump, and Ball's got 26. My, oh, my. 50-22, Perry LeCompton. Into the front court is Jeff West. Mosier nearly had it knocked away. Gets it off to Morse. Working by Ball. Drives. Hesitation. Missing a shot. And another rebound for Gunner Ball. What a night he is having. A 28-point Perry LeCompton lead. Kniper in the corner, ball fakes, inside Ball, little shimmy, dumps it down, Golden missed the shot, tipped in the air, Morse the rebound for Jeff West. Here's Mosier into the front court, down the middle, now angles right towards the wing, now he goes right down the middle, and the shot is good, but it's on the floor, the foul is called. Kniper picks up his second, and the Tigers will throw it in underneath. Two more subs coming in for Perry LeCompton. Jack Golden and Colton Kniper will check in. Ball and Dean will get breathers here. 3:36 to go in this third quarter. It's all Perry LeCompton at 50-22. Holthouse to throw it in for Jeff West. Bouncing it into the corner. Nice ball fake. Stepping in. Thought about a shot. Good closeout. Tipped pass. Out of bounds. Cause had a near steal. And Jeff West will throw it in far sideline. Junior Mosier to throw it in. Gets it into Holthouse unguarded right near midcourt. Works left. Hands it off on the wing. Some contact there. Williams goes down, but Jeff West keeps. Mosier right side to Morse in the corner. Bouncing it inside. Deflected pass and out of bounds once again. Good help side defense by Kniper and the cause. Active hands here in the third quarter. They have a 28-point lead. Here's Payne, right corner. Now Holthouse gets the handoff right there, skips it near side to Kelly. Driving baseline, cut off quickly. Long pass to Holthouse, deflected into the backcourt. Another steal. Kniper is fouled. And it's going to be just a regular foul. Looks like there was a little bit extra again. Holthouse will pick up his third. And Kniper is going to shoot two at 3:05 to go in the third. And the cause leading by 28. Chance to get the lead to 30. Kniper can knock down two freebies. First is good. He's got 13. Gage Galley back into the game for Jeff West. Brian Kelly gets a breather. Kniper again. In and out, no good. Tipped. And Kniper is somehow able to get his own miss. Tipped out to the three-point line. Hesitates. Williams, left wing three. That's way off, no good. Rebound for Jefferson West. And Mosier, who works it up the floor. Now a whistle and a foul in transition. Called against Perry LeCompton. I think they get Kniper here, and that is his third. 2:50 left in this third, and it's a 29-point Perry LeCompton lead. Mason Meyer has checked in, senior, for the cause. First minutes for him tonight. Jeff West will throw it in. Galley into the corner. Ball fakes. Up top it goes to Mosier. Right back to Holthouse on the wing. Looking corner. Now up top it goes to Mosier. Right back to Holthouse on the wing. 2-3 zone defense right now for Perry LeCompton. Skip pass. Mosier triple. A little strong. Hits the rim a second time and out to Holthouse in the corner for an offensive rebound. Holthouse drives, kicks it left. Mosier drives, a lot of contact, throws up a wild shot. It goes down. Hunter Mosier with six. Makes it 51-24 at 2:22 to go in the quarter. Tigers extend the pressure. Here's the first touch for Mason Meyer. And a foul called on Gage Galley, and that's going to be his fourth. Team foul number six. So the rest of the game, Cause will be in the bonus. Here's Tyler Reed, right back to Williams. Coming up on 2 minutes left in this third quarter. Cause certainly have blown it open and can use some time here to work some clock as Meyer was fouled from behind on a jump shot at the elbow. Kind of a forced shot there, but the foul on Payne, that is his first. Team foul number seven. This will put Mason Meyer at the line. Rare opportunity for Meyer, appearing in his 12th game. Not many free throws, but 50% he is connected on. The first is good. So Meyer gets into the book. Makes it 52-24 at 2 minutes to go here in the third. And the second. No good off the back heel. Rebound for Jeff West. 1-for-2 there for Meyer. Tigers into the front court now. Holthouse left side on the wing. Works it back to the top of the key. Floats a pass right side to Galley. Drives. Takes it all the way. Shot no good, but a foul. Galley will shoot two. Perry LeCompton foul on Jack Golden. His second, team foul number four. And Galley to shoot two. Galley has not scored tonight, but he has 5 rebounds. 8 points and 9 rebounds per game in the regular season. One of the top rebounders in the Big Seven. And he hits the first free throw. Gets his first point tonight. Makes it 52-25. Galley with his second. That one is good. He goes 2-for-2. He has two. Perry LeCompton's lead is 52-26 at 1:45 to go in the third. Williams at midcourt. Dives towards the right wing, shuffles it to Reed in the corner, and now a steal for Holthouse. Holthouse will go coast to coast, layup good. Tucker Holthouse now with 5, and a whistle and a timeout for Matt Simmons. It is a 30. I think he's going to get some of the starters back in as Jeff West has gotten back to within 24 and 90 seconds to go in this third period. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll go ahead and keep it right here. Quick score update from the Marysville sub-state. Right now, Nemaha Central is clawed back at Concordia, leading by 2 at the end of 3. That is a 39-37 Thunder lead over Concordia. That game on KMZA 92-1. Jared Sleppy, the trip over there, and has the call for you there. So some subs in for Perry LeCompton out of that timeout. Tristan Gordon, a sophomore, has checked in. Here's Kniper into the front court, launching a pass to Dean. Jumps high to get it on the wing. Now Kniper resets at a minute 20 to go in the quarter. Cause leading 52-28. Now open, Dean a three, buried it. Just the fourth triple of the season for Eli Dean. And it's 55-28 Perry LeCompton coming up on the final 60 seconds of this third quarter. Here's Tucker Holthouse. He'll drive, contact, and an offensive foul. It was taken by Tristan Gordon, the sophomore who just checked in. The foul on Holthouse is fourth. And another Jeff West turnover. Cavs need to throw it in. A minute to go in this third. In control, leading 55-28. Dominated the two regular season meetings and have dominated here in this sub-state game. Ball into the front court, long pass to Gordon, looking for Kniper, a little lazy on the pass, and it's taken away. And now that one is taken away as Holthouse lost it at midcourt, and the Cavs get it back. See if they want to play for the final shot with 41 seconds to go. Kniper ball fakes, looking for Gordon at the elbow, had it knocked away, and a whistle and a foul at 35 seconds to go, and I think they get Gordon with the foul. So it's an offensive foul. And Jeff West now an opportunity maybe for the final shot. 35 seconds to go in this third quarter, trailing here at Perry 55-28. Here's Mosier in front of midcourt, dancing at the point, stops right there. Right side it goes to Galley, hop steps in the lane, difficult shot, and it drops. Difficult finish for Gage Galley. He's got four, 55-30 at 14 seconds to go. Here's ball into the front court, 10 seconds to go. Works it to the top of the key. Right side now. This is Dean with the basketball. 6 seconds to go. Right side. This is Aiden Graves. Drives. Nice pass. The ball lays it in with a second to go. 28 for Gunner Ball and a 57-30 lead for the Cavs as we head to the fourth quarter. Big time stuff for Perry LeCompton. 8 minutes to go. Chance to punch their ticket to the next round. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
8 minutes left. It's all Perry LeCompton, 57-30. As they scored 27 points in that third quarter to extend this lead out. Here on Jefferson West in this 3A boys sub-state quarterfinal. Morse for Jeff West. Shot in the paint, no good. Tipped around, and Gunner Ball, another rebound, who's putting up a monster night here for the Cavs. Into the front court, ball, right side. This is Williams in the corner. Ball, nice ball fake. Gets in the lane, dumps a pass, but tipped into the corner. Eli Dean, a three. This one's strong. And Ty Williams able to gather the rebound. He hits the floor and able to get it back to Dean. Kniper on the block. Nice ball fake. Second ball fake. No good. But is fouled on that second bump, and he'll shoot two. Payne picks up the foul, his second. Team foul number nine. So double bonus the rest of the game for the Cavs. Kniper will shoot two shots. He's got 13 tonight. 3 of 6. Now 3 of 7 at the line as he misses the first. Brian Kelly checks back in here for Jeff West. Caleb Morse gets a breather. 7:23 left in this game. 57-30. Perry LeCompton. Second free throw good by Kniper. He's got 14. Five here in the second half. 58-30 Cavs, 40 seconds into the fourth. Cavs get it to 30 at any point. We'll have a running clock the rest of the way. Here's a step back three for Mosier. Front rim missing. And a rebound, Athletic, there for Kniper. Works it into the front court, why not? Coast to coast, layup good. Cameron Kneiper does it all himself there. He's got 16, and there's the 30-point lead. And the running clock will take us the rest of the way with under 7 minutes to go. Here's Tucker Holthaus splitting a couple drives. Layup good. Nicely done. Good finesse finish by Tucker Holthaus, who has seven. Makes it 60-32 with 6:40 to go. Kneiper into the front court, right side on the wing, hesitates on a three, now puts it on the dribble. Cost can slow things down and run this one out, essentially, with the running clock now in effect. Entry pass here to Golden, kicks right, three is good. Who else in the corner? Gunner Ball, 31 for Gunner Ball, and it's 63-32. Incredible night for the 6'3 senior. Here's Hunter Mosier with it at the point. Man-to-man, bumped there by Williams. Right side, hands it off to Galley. Up top it goes to Kelly. Between the rings and high. Steps back for a deep three. Nearly banked it in. A rebound for Jack Golden. And Perry LeCompton has run for 6 minutes to go. 63-32, running clock in effect. Caused the two seed in this sub-state. They finished second in the Big 7 this year behind Sabetha, who's the number one team in the state and undefeated. Nice dump down pass. Layup is good. In the paint for Jack Golden, who has seven. 65-32 at 5.5 minutes to go. Matt Simmons going to empty the bench here for Perry LeCompton as they are putting the finishing touches on this one here tonight. Tigers with it. Mosier left side on the wing, directing traffic, holding at the right hip. Now puts it on the dribble twice, picks it up, gets it off to Payne at the point. Now a three by Mosier's good. Straight up top, Hunter Mosier from downtown. He's got nine in his first three. And it's 65-35 at just over 5 minutes to go. Kneiper, baseline drive, spins, hangs, misses, gets his own rebound, puts it up and in. And now a timeout's going to be called by Matt Simmons. It's a full, and that's probably going to do it for the Cause starters. 67-35, they lead it under 5 minutes to go. We're back after this on KNCA.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Chance Lincoln Studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Cause have emptied the bench here in the fourth quarter with the running clock in effect coming out of the timeout. Leading 67-35 over Jefferson West. Gunner Ball, a sensational night as he finishes 31 points, 12 rebounds. He hit five threes and was 2 for 3 at the line. Now as we start out of the timeout, a whistle by the official. He picks something up off the floor, so something was out there. And they'll reset it here, 4:45, clock moving fourth quarter, Cause in control. This is Mosier with it, working, dancing right on the wing, hands it off there to Holthaus, who works it back to the top of the key. Left side it goes to Morse, Holthaus inside, bumped and fouled. As the running clock continues, the foul against Mason Meyer, that is his first. Holthaus to throw it in underneath. Left side of his own backboard, dumps it into the backcourt with Mosier. Left side, Kelly. Mosier back up top, coming up on the halfway point in this fourth and final quarter with Jefferson West trailing here 67-35, and now a steal. But out of bounds underneath, and a turnover there by the Cause, so they go back-to-back in terms of the turnovers. And Jeff West will get it back, and now Joe Smith going to go deep into his bench. Getting some reserves in. We'll see Mason McCollum. Looks like Kyle Herman is into the game. So a standing ovation for the Jeff West starters. Their season's going to come to an end as the final 3.5 minutes are going to run off the clock here. As Tate Seymour as well, a sophomore, is in. So again, both teams deep into the bench here. Final 3-plus minutes in this game. Impressive showing tonight for Perry LeCompton, who's going to move on and keep their season alive. They'll be 2 wins away from a trip to the state tournament next week out in Hutchinson. This is Tate Seymour with the basketball. Right side it goes into the corner. This is Matthew Hodkiss. So again, both teams deep into the bench here late. 3 minutes to go, 67-35, Perry LeCompton. Deflected pass, out of bounds inside. Jeff West will keep it. Hodkiss will throw it in at 2:45 to go. Clock continues to move. Hodkiss dumps it in right corner. Kelly has it. Works out of a double team in the corner. High right on the wing. Now diving back towards the corner right side. And up top it goes. This is Herman, the sophomore. Now Seymour. Right side. Kelly spinning on a defender. Kicks it right. This is Hodkiss. Drives. Up top it goes. Seymour thought about a three. Turns it down. Herman a touch. Left wing. Dribbling through two. Back up top it goes to Seymour at 2:10 to go. 67-35, Perry LeCompton. Jeff West, a lengthy possession here. Kelly out high. Nice ball fake. Gets in the lane. Little floater. No good. Tipped around and a rebound for Perry LeCompton. And they will get a jump ball possession arrow. We'll go back to Perry. As Cooper Watkins, a freshman, is checked in, Brian Kelly will check out. The senior gets an ovation here from the Jeff West crowd. Minute 45 and counting. Till the cause wrap up this victory. Here's Aiden Graves into the front court. Zachary Essman appearing in his 10th game. Right side, Graves a triple, in and out, no good. And the rebound for Mason McCollum, and then he is fouled. Foul is on Colton Kniper, his first. Team foul number 7. So a 1-1 here for Mason McCollum, the sophomore. Or Jefferson West, down to a minute 5, running clock in effect. McCollum's free throw, no good. And it's tipped back to him, he gets his own miss. Here's a drive by Hodkiss, and he is fouled. He'll go to the line. Not going to be much time after these free throws. Gordon picks up his second. 40 seconds and counting with the running clock. Free throws coming up here for Matthew Hodkiss, a junior. His first, no good. 67-35, Perry LeCompton. 25 seconds to go. And the second is good. So Hodkiss gets one. 67-36, Perry LeCompton. 15 seconds to go. They'll run it out. Crowd on their feet. The cause will advance and win their 17th game of the season. Impressive tonight, no doubt, from the jump. And that is your ball game. Final score, Perry LeCompton 67, Jefferson West 36. Cause move on. They are now 17-4. Tigers season comes to an end at 7-14. We'll step aside and wrap things up when we come back here on KNZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lindquist.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed 3 new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3 quarter tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What?
No way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Post-game show brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Big win for the number 10 ranked team in 3A. That is Perry LeCompton. Big time over Jeff West tonight. 67-36. Cause moving on to the sub-state semifinals, as that will be Friday night, and they will take on the winner of the Silver Lake Moore Hill Mounts Academy game, which is going on right now. The last check I saw was Silver Lake was leading that game at Moore Hill at the half. And the other two games on the upper half of this bracket, Bishop Ward and Rossville, Royal Valley taking on Heritage Christian Academy. Again, the semifinals will be here at Perry on Friday, the championship game at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. Again, 67-36, Cause win it big in a monster night for Gunner Ball. 31 points and 12 rebounds. He hit 5 threes in the game and was 2 for 3 at the line. 18-7 for Cameron Kniper. 7 apiece for Kale Gorski and Jack Golden. They got 3 from Eli Dean, and they got 1 from Mason Meyer. Cause had 12 turnovers. They were 10 of 19 at the line, and they hit 6 threes. Tigers, again, their season comes to an end with a record of 7-14 under second-year head coach Joe Smith, but a big-time improvement from last season, no doubt. They got 9 points tonight from Hunter Mosier, the junior, led that squad in scoring. 7 apiece for Caleb Morse. He also had 4 rebounds. 7 for Tucker Holthouse. They got 4 from Jason Payne, 2 apiece from Brian Kelly and Connor Rich, and then 1 point late from Matthew Hotkiss. A 1-for-2 trip at the free throw line. Jeff West had 19 turnovers. They were 10-16 at the free throw line, and they hit 2 threes in the game. Perry LeCompton out-rebounded Jeff West 30-18. It's now time to announce our player of the game. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Our player to bank on, and this is as easy as it could be in any game. Gunner Ball, he was the difference maker. He was the key early. He had 11 in the first quarter. He finishes with 31. He was taken out early in the fourth quarter, but Gunner Ball, man, what a night. 31 points and 12 rebounds. The dominant factor for Perry LeCompton as they win it 67-36. Our player to bank on, Gunner Ball for Perry LeCompton, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So that's going to do it for our broadcast here tonight as Perry LeCompton wins it. Thanks again to Chance Link in studio. We are off on KNZA, or I should say I take that back. So as we take a look down the schedule the rest of the week here tomorrow night, our plan will have the Holton girls as they travel to Parsons. We'll have that game on KNZA for a 4A sub-state matchup tomorrow night. The Lady Wildcats taking on the Vikings of Parsons, KNZA. That is a 6 o'clock tip, so Jake Spaulding is going to have you covered with that ball game. And then I will be at Marysville Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night for that Marysville girls and boys semifinals Thursday and Friday. And we'll have those championship games for you from Marysville Saturday night. So that's the plan on KNZA the rest of this week. But it was fun tonight for Perry LeCompton, no doubt. And the crowd, which was electric here at times and was filled for the most part, again, enjoyed it. 67-36, Perry LeCompton wins it. Gunner Ball, 31 points and 12 rebounds. Cause move on to the semifinals Friday as they will host those semifinals and then that championship game here on Saturday night. Cause go to 17-4, the 2 seed, winning it over Jeff West, 67-36. Tigers in their season with a record of 7-14. Again, for Chance in studio, I'm Brandon. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll talk to you tomorrow night for more high school hoops here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been High